You're an air coaster, Robbie. You're a big silver air coaster. Hold out your arms straight. You got to, Robbie, if you're going to be an air coaster. The logic was irrefutable. Robbie's arms were wings catching the air currents, and he was a silver coaster. Gloria twisted the robot's head and leaned to the right. He banked sharply. Gloria equipped the coaster with a motor that went brrrr, and then with weapons that went powy and shh. Pirates were giving chase, and the ship's blasters were coming into play. The pirates dropped in a steady rain.
Got another one! Two more! She cried.
Then, faster, men, Gloria said pompously. We're running out of ammunition! She aimed over her shoulder with undaunted courage, and Robbie was a blunt-nosed spaceship zooming through the void at maximum acceleration. Clear across the field he sped, to the patch of tall grass on the other side, where he stopped with a suddenness that evoked a shriek from his flushed rider, and then tumbled her onto the soft green carpet. Gloria gasped and panted and gave voice to intermittent whispered exclamations of, "That was nice!" Robbie waited until she had caught her breath and then pulled gently at a lock of hair. "You want something?" said Gloria, eyes wide in an apparently artless complexity that fooled her huge nursemaid not at all. He pulled the curl harder.
"Oh, I know. You want a story."
Robbie nodded rapidly.
"Which one?"
Robbie made a semicircle in the air with one finger. The little girl protested, "Again? I've told you Cinderella a million times. Aren't you tired of it? It's for babies." Another semicircle. "Oh, well." Gloria composed herself, ran over the details of the tale in her mind, together with her own elaborations, of which she had several, and began, "Are you ready?" "Well, once upon a time, there was a beautiful little girl whose name was Ella. And she had a terribly cruel stepmother and two very ugly and very cruel stepsisters, and..." Gloria was reaching the very climax of the tale. Midnight was striking, and everything was changing back to the shabby original's lickety-split, while Robbie listened tensely with burning eyes when the interruption came. "Gloria!" It was the high-pitched sound of a woman who has been calling not once but several times, and had the nervous tone of one in whom anxiety was beginning to overcome impatience. "Mom is calling me," said Gloria, not quite happily. "You'd better carry me back to the house, Robbie." Robbie obeyed with alacrity, for somehow there was that in him which judged it best to obey Mrs. Weston without as much as a scrap of hesitation. Gloria's father was rarely home in the daytime except on Sunday, today, for instance, and when he was, he proved a genial and understanding person. Gloria's mother, however, was a source of uneasiness to Robbie, and there was always the impulse to sneak away from her sight. Mrs. Weston caught sight of them the minute they rose above the masking tufts of long grass and retired inside the house to wait. "I've shouted myself hoarse, Gloria," she said severely. "Where were you?"
"I was with Robbie," quavered Gloria. "I was telling him Cinderella, and I forgot it was dinner time."
"Well, it's a pity Robbie forgot, too." Then, as if that reminded her of the robot's presence, she whirled upon him. "You may go, Robbie. She doesn't need you now." Then, brutally, "And don't come back till I call you." Robbie turned to go, but hesitated as Gloria cried out in his defense, "Wait, Mommy, you got to let him stay. I didn't finish Cinderella for him. I said I would tell him Cinderella, and I'm not finished."
"Gloria!"
"Honest and truly, Mama, he'll stay so quiet you won't even know he's here. He can sit on the chair in the corner, and he won't say a word. I mean, he won't do anything. Will you, Robbie?"
Robbie, appealed to, nodded his massive head up and down once. "Gloria, if you don't stop this at once, you shan't see Robbie for a whole week."
The girl's eyes fell.
"All right. But Cinderella is his favorite story, and I didn't finish it. And he likes it so much."
The robot left with a disconsolate step, and Gloria choked back a sob.